Our story begins with the villain of the piece, my ancestor, Sir Rupert Murgatroyd, first Baronet of Rhodigore, and Lord and Master of Red Erring. His busy life is crowded with evil deeds. His lighter moments devoted to persecuting witches. Sir Rupert enjoys a good fire. But this time he has met his match. The victim retaliates and proclaims a fearful curse. From this time forth, each lord of Rhodigore must commit a daily crime. A crime a day forever. If for any reason he fails to do so, in torture he shall die. That was hundreds of years ago, and ever since, the curse has been faithfully handed down with the title. Sir Rupert's unlucky descendants came to be known as the Bad Baronets of Rhodigore, as indeed they are, even to this very day. I did my best to avoid this fate, as you will shortly see.
In the world that possesses an endowed corps of professional bridesmaids. And it is at least 6 months since our services were required. It's very disappointing, Dame Hannah. Every young man in the village is in love with her.
Should not help to make some gallant youth happy for life. For example, young Robin, he combines the manners of a marquis with the morals of a Methodist.
Good day, Master Robin.
Good day, Mistress Rose.
You were about to say?
I know a youth who loves a little maid. Hey, but his face is a sight for to see. Silent is he, for he's modest and afraid. Hey, but he's timid as a youth can be.
I know a maid who loves a gallant youth. Hey, but she sickens as the days go by. She cannot tell him all the sad, sad truths. But I think that little maid will die.
Poor little man.
Poor little maid.
Poor little man.
Now tell me, pray, and tell me true.
Poor I were the maid, I should fan his honest flame. Hey, but he's bashful as a youth can be.
If I were the youth, I should speak to her today. Hey, but she sickens as the days go by.
If I were the maid, I should meet the lad halfway. I really do believe that timid youth will die.
Poor little maid.
I thank you, miss, for your counsel true. I'll tell that maid what she ought to do. My kind master is sad, dear Sir Reverend Murgatroyd.
Hush! As you love me, breathe not that hated name. 20 years ago, I fled my home and concealed myself in this innocent village under the name of Robin Oakapple. My younger brother, Despard, believing me to be dead, succeeded to the title and its attendant curse. For 20 years, I have been dead and buried. Don't dig me up now.
Dear master, it shall be as you wish.
My poor old friend, would there were more like you.
Would there were indeed. But I bring you good tidings. Your foster brother, Richard, has returned from sea.
No, no, it cannot be.
Welcome home again after 10 long years at sea.
Oh.
Why, Lord love ye, Rob, what's the matter?
Dick, I love Rose Maybud and love in vain.
You love in vain? Why, you're a fine young fellow. Aye, and a baronet too.
Hush, Richard. Not a word about my true rank, which none here suspect.
Yes, I'm a fine young fellow, Dick, and worthy any woman's love.
But I'm timid, Dick. Shy. Nervous, modest, retiring, diffident. And I cannot tell her, Dick, I cannot tell her.
Ah, you've no idea what a poor opinion I have of myself and how little I deserve it.
Robin, do you call to mind how, years ago, we swore that we would always act upon our heart's dictates?
I've always kept that oath. In doubt, difficulty, and danger, I've always asked my heart what I should do,
and it has never failed me.
Well, now. What does my heart say in this here difficult situation? Why, it says, Dick, you ain't shy, you ain't modest. Speak you up for him as is.
Oh, will you do this thing for me?
Can you, do you think? Yes, there's no false modesty about you.
My boy, you may take it from me that of all the afflictions accursed with which a man saddled and hampered and addled, a diffident nature's the worst. Though clever as clever can be, a Crichton of early romance, you must stir it and stump it and blow your own trumpet, or trust me, you haven't a chance. If you wish in the world to advance, your merits you're bound to enhance, you must stir it and stump it and blow your own trumpet, or trust me, you haven't a chance.
Now take, for example, my case. I've a bright intellectual brain. In all London City, there's no one so witty I've fought through again and again. I've a highly intelligent face. My features cannot be denied. But whatever I try, sir, I fail in and why, sir?
I don't know.
I'm modesty personified. If you wish in the world to advance, your merits you're bound to enhance. You must stir it and stump it and blow your own trumpet, and trust me, you haven't a chance.
If you wish in the world to advance, your merits you're bound to enhance. You must stir it and stump it and blow your own trumpet, and trust me, you haven't a chance.
Ah, 'tis a thousand pities he's such a poor opinion of himself. Well, I'll do my best for him.
News. Have you spoken to her?
Aye, my lad, I have, so to speak, spoke her.
And she refuses.
Why, no. I can't truly say she do.
Then she accepts. My darling.
Hail the bridegroom, hail the bride, let the nuptial lot be tied. In their praises, hear their praises, hail the bridegroom, hail the bride.
Belay, my lad, belay. You don't understand.
Oh, sir, belay, I beseech you.
You see, 'tis like this. She accepts. But 'tis me.
You.
Hear the bridegroom, hear the bride, let the nuptial lot be
tied. Hold your tongues, will you? Now then, what does this mean?
My poor lad, my heart grieves for thee. But 'tis like this. The moment I see her, and just as I was going to mention your name, I fell in love with her myself.
Hear the bridegroom, hear the bride, let the nuptial lot
be
tied.
Will you be quiet?
Praises, hear their praises.
Go away. Vulgar girl.
What could I do?
Oh, but sir, I knew nothing.
That's true, my lass. But 'tis done now, isn't it, Rob?
Maybe I should not be happy in thy love.
Rose.
Love Sir Despard Murgatroyd. Oh, mad girls love him. I love him. I'm poor Mad Margaret, Crazy Meg, poor Bangley.
Bad Baronet of Ruddycore. Oh, horrible. Too horrible.
You pity me.
Listen.
I have come to pinch Rose Maybud.
Rose Maybud? But I am Rose Maybud.
You are Rose Maybud?
Yes, sweet Rose Maybud.
Strange. They told me she was beautiful. But see, hide, hide.
Oh, why am I moody and sad?
Confess.
And why am I guiltily mad?
Confess.
Because I am thoroughly bad.
Oh, yes.
You see it at once in my face. Oh, why am I husky and hoarse?
Why?
It's the workings of conscience, of course.
Why, why?
And huskiness stands for remorse.
Oh, why?
At least it does so in my case. Oh, innocent.
and happy though poor. If I had been virtuous, I'm sure I should be as nice looking as you're. You are very nice looking indeed. Oh, innocent, listen in time. Avoid an existence of crime, or you'll be as ugly as I. And now, if you please, we'll proceed. Poor children, how they loathe me. But what is a poor baronet to do when a whole picture gallery of ancestors step down from their frames and threaten him with an excruciating death if he hesitated to commit his daily crime? But I will be bitterly revenged upon them. I will give them all to the nation, and nobody shall ever look upon their faces again!
Ax your honor's pardon, but...
Observed. And by a mariner? What would you with me, fellow?
Your honor, I'm a poor man of war's man, becalmed in the doldrums.
I don't know that.
And I make bold to ask your honor's advice. It's like this. Your honor had an elder brother.
It had.
Who should have inherited your title and with it its curse.
Aye, but he died. Oh, Riven!
He didn't.
He did not?
He didn't. On the contrary, he lives in this very village under the name of Robin Oakapple. And he's a-gonna marry Rose Maybud this very day.
Riven alive and going to marry Rose Maybud? My elder brother lives...
Free.
Free at last!
Understand.
I think I do, with finger and chicken, this step shall be taken, is neatly planned.
I think so too, I'll readily bet it, you'll never regret it,
for duty, duty must be done, the rule applies to everyone, and painful though the duty be, to shirk the task for fiddle-dee-dee, to shirk the task for fiddle-dee-dee, to shirk the task, to shirk the task for fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-dee.
Bridegroom come,
likewise the bride, the maidens are very elated and merry, they are her chums.
To last their bride were almost a pretty committee, but duty, duty must be done, the rule applies to everyone, and painful though the duty be, to shirk the task for fiddle-dee-dee, to shirk the task for fiddle-dee-dee, to shirk the task, to shirk the task for fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-fiddle-dee-
Bridegroom, ere you wed each other, I claim a younger Robin as my elder brother. This rightful title I have long enjoyed,
I claim him as her rhythm Murgatroyd.
I would if conscientiously I could, but I cannot. As pure and blameless peasant, I cannot, I regret, deny a truth unpleasant, I am that baronet.
He is that baronet.
But when completely rated, bad baronet am I, that I am what he stated, I'll recklessly deny.
He recklessly denied.
But I will tell taradiddles. I'll play a bad part on the falsest of fiddles. Until that takes place, I must be conscientious. And a view with good grace to my moral sententious. When I'm a bad part, I will tell taradiddles. I'm very false fiddles. I'll play a bad part. I'll play a bad part on the falsest of fiddles. And tell taradiddles when I'm a bad part.
Now that I've reformed, how I adore you.
Thank you.
Once was as meek as a newborn lamb, I'm now Sir Murgatroyd. With greater precision, without delition, Sir Ruthven Murgatroyd.
And I, what was his valid a sham, as steward I'm now employed. The dickens may take him, I'll never forsake him, as steward I'm now employed. How dreadful when an innocent heart becomes perforce a bad young heart, and still more hard on old Adam, his former faithful valid sham, his former faithful valid sham.
His valid sham,
his valid,
his valid sham,
his valid sham.
Business. What crime do you propose to commit today?
How should I know? As my confidential advisor, it is your duty to suggest something.
Sir, I loathe the life you are leading, but I obey. Richard Dornplass is here with pretty Rose Maybud to ask your consent to their marriage. Poison their beer.
No, not that. I know I'm a bad bard, but I'm not as bad a bart as all that. So-ho, pretty one! In my power at last, eh?
Hold! We are prepared for this. Here is a flag that none dare defy. And while this glorious rag floats over Rose Maybud's head, the man does not live who would dare to lay unlicensed hand upon her.
Foiled! And by the Union Jack.
Let me plead with him. Sir Riven, have pity.
In my wrong days I had my love, vexed my heart. But hate all human cause above, our lives did part.
For a week I have fulfilled my accursed doom. I have duly committed a crime a day. But will my ghostly ancestors be satisfied with what I have done? Or will they regard it as an unworthy subterfuge?
Nightwine howls in the chimney cowls, and the bat in the moon and night dies, and inky clouds like funeral shroud sail over the midnight skies. When the footpads quail and the night birds wail, and black dogs bay at the moon, then is the speckled holiday, then is the ghost high moon, for then is the ghost high moon. And the mists lie low on the fen. From grey tombstones are gathered the bones that once were women and men. And away they go with a mop and a bow to the revel that ends too soon. For cockerel limit our holiday, the dead of the night I knew. The dead of the night I knew. I know. Ghost with his lady toast to the churchyard beds take flight, with a kiss perhaps on her lantern chaps and a grisly grim good night, till the welcome knell of the midnight bell rings forth its a jolliest tune, and us as in our daytime holiday, the dead of the night I knew, the dead of the night I knew.
I ask why you have left your frame?
It is our duty to see that our successors commit their daily crimes in a conscientious and workmanlike fashion.
Really? I've only been a bad baronet a week, and I have committed a crime punctually every day.
Let us inquire into the Monday.
Oh, Monday was a bank holiday.
Tuesday.
On Tuesday, I made a false income tax return. On Wednesday, I forged a will.
Whose will?
My own.
My good sir, you can't forge your own will.
Can't I, though? I like that. I did. On Thursday, I shot a fox.
Kill him!
Yet better. Pass the fox, I think.
Yes,
pass the fox. Friday.
On Friday, I forged a check.
Whose check?
Old Adam.
But old Adam hasn't a banker.
On Saturday, I disinherited my only son.
But you haven't got a son. Unless you undertake to, suppose we say, carry off a lady. Those in favor of his carrying off a lady. Those of the contrary opinion. Oh, you're never satisfied. Yes, unless you undertake to carry off a lady at once, you perish in inconceivable agony.
Carry off a lady? No, no. I'm not that kind of a baronet, I assure you. And if that's all you've got to say, you'd better go back to your friends.
Very good. Then let the agonies commence.
Oh, oh, stop. Stop, I can't stand it. I agree. I promise it shall be done.
Today. At once.
At once. I pardon you.
My poor master, you are not well.
Adam, go. Go to yonder village. Carry off a maiden. Bring her here at once. Anyone, I don't care which.
But
not a word, but obey. Fly!
I once was a very abandoned person,
making the most of evil chances.
Nobody could conceive a worse,
even in all the old romances.
I blush for my wild extravagance. But be so kind to bear in mind,
we were the victims of circumstances.
Suffering much from spleen and vapors,
clergymen thought my conduct shady.
She didn't spend much upon linen drapers.
It certainly entertained the gaper. My ways were strange beyond all reason.
the grass got into all the papers. We have been married a week.
One happy, happy week.
Our new life
is delightful indeed.
So calm.
So unimpassioned. All this I owe to you. See, I'm no longer wild and untidy. My hair is combed. My face is washed.
Margaret, don't.
How strange. I sometimes think that if we could hit upon some word for you to use whenever I am about to relapse, some word that teems with hidden meaning, like Basingstoke, it might recall me to my saner self. For after all, I'm only poor Mad Margaret, dubbed Meg, poor Peg.
Margaret, pray recollect yourself. Basingstoke, I beg. Margaret, if you don't Basingstoke at once, I shall be seriously angry.
Basingstoke it is.
Then make it so.
Despard, this visit is unexpected.
My brother, we have come to urge you to abandon the evil courses to which you have committed yourself, and at any cost to become a pure and blameless ratepayer.
But I've done no wrong yet.
No wrong? He has done no wrong. Did you hear that?
Basingstoke.
Basingstoke it is.
My brother, you forget that you have been, in the eye of the law, a bad baronet of Radigore for 10 years, and you are therefore responsible, in the eye of the law, for all the misdeeds committed by the unhappy gentleman who occupied your place.
Was I very bad?
Awful, wasn't he?
What a scoundrel I must have been.
Oh.
There, there, don't cry, my dear. It's all right now. Birmingham, you know, Birmingham.
It's Basingstoke.
Basingstoke, of course it is, Basingstoke.
Then make it so.
My mind is made up. I will defy my ancestors. I will refuse to obey their behests.
I knew it! I knew it! God bless you!
Basingstoke!
Basingstoke it is.
My eyes are fully open to my awful situation. I should go at once to Roderick and make him a narration. I shall tell him I've recovered my forgotten moral senses and don't get up and save me for any consequences. Now I do not want to perish by the sword or by the dagger, but the martyr may indulge a little pardonable swagger. A word or two of compliment and vanity would flatter, but I've got to die tomorrow, so it really doesn't matter.
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 So it really doesn't matter. Matter, 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 matter. If I were not a little mad and generally silly, I should give you my advice upon the subject willy-nilly. I should show you in a moment how to grapple with the question, and you'd really be astonished at the force of my suggestion. On the subject, I should write you a fairly over letter full of excellence, just when I feel a little better. But at present, I'm afraid I am as mad as any hatter, so I keep the double sum, but my opinion doesn't matter.
Her opinion doesn't matter.
Her opinion doesn't matter.
Her opinion doesn't matter.
Her opinion doesn't matter.
My opinion doesn't matter.
Her opinion doesn't matter.
My opinion doesn't matter.
Matter, 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 matter. If I had been so lucky as to have a steady brother who could talk to me as we are talking now to one another, who could give me good advice when he discovered I was erring, which is just a very paper, which in you I am converting. My sisters would have made a rather interesting little, and I might have little died a many decent little riddle. This particularly rapid, unintelligible pattern isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter.
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 This particularly rapid, unintelligible pattern isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter.
This particularly rapid, unintelligible pattern isn't generally heard.
Master, the deed is done.
What deed?
She is here, alone, unprotected.
Who?
The maiden? I've carried her off. I had a hard task, for she fought like a tiger cat.
Great heavens, I had forgotten her. I am foiled again, and by a tiger cat. Produce her, and leave us. Dame Hannah!
Well, you have begun bravely, bravely indeed.
Madam, I am extremely sorry for this. It is not at all what I intended.
I am not to be tricked by smooth words. If you think I cannot take care of myself, you are very much mistaken. Now then, let the best man win.
Don't look at me like that. I can't bear it. Roderick, uncle, save!
What's the matter? Have you carried her off?
I have. She is there. Look at her. She terrifies me.
Little Nanny.
Roddy, Doddy.
My own old love. Why, how came you here?
This brute, he carried me off bodily. But I'll show him.
Stop. What do you mean by carrying off this lady? Are you aware that once upon a time she was engaged to be married to me? I'm very angry indeed.
Now I hope this will
hold your tongue, sir.
Yes, Uncle.
Have you given him any encouragement?
Have I given you any encouragement? Frankly now, have I?
No, frankly, you have not.
You go away.
Yes, Uncle.
This is a strange meeting after so many years.
Very. I thought you were dead.
I am. I died 10 years ago. This intrusion is unmannerly.
I'm surprised at you.
An idea has just occurred to me. A baronet of Ruddigore can only die through refusing to commit his daily crime.
No doubt.
Therefore, to refuse to commit a daily crime is suicide.
It would seem so.
But suicide is itself a crime. And so you ought never to have died at all.
I see. I understand that I'm practically alive.
Undoubtedly.
Hooray!
Rose, if I should turn out not to be a bad baronet after all, how would you love me then?
Madly, passionately.
Oh, my darling!
Here, I say, belay!